A polished claim can sound convincing and still rest on weak ground. That matters in chaplaincy, where learners, institutions, and people in distress may act on what we share. The CRN Research Brief Standard offers a simple discipline. Grade the evidence, source every claim, and name the gaps. Grading the evidence means asking how much confidence a source deserves. Not all information carries the same weight. A well-designed body of research offers stronger support than one small study. A professional consensus statement serves a different purpose than a personal story. Field experience can reveal important questions, but it does not prove that an approach works for everyone. A CRN brief makes those differences visible instead of placing every source on the same level. Sourcing every claim means readers should be able to see where a factual statement came from. Clear sourcing is not decoration. It gives learners and partner institutions a path to check the evidence, understand its context, and notice whether a conclusion reaches beyond what the source actually supports. When the evidence is mixed, limited, or indirect, the language should say so. Naming the gaps is just as important. Honest research communication includes what we do not know. It identifies missing populations, narrow settings, short follow-up periods, unanswered questions, and places where chaplaincy practice has moved ahead of formal study. A gap is not a failure. It is a boundary around the current evidence and an invitation to learn carefully. Consider a chaplain who meets a person experiencing persistent fear, sleeplessness, and difficulty functioning. A weak brief might label the person, promise that a spiritual practice will resolve the problem, or repeat a broad claim without a source. A CRN standard brief takes another path. It describes the available evidence in measured terms, identifies its strength and limits, and avoids turning research information into a diagnosis. The chaplain may offer presence, spiritual care, and practical support within their scope. The chaplain also refers the person to an appropriate licensed health or mental health professional for assessment and treatment. Chaplains refer. They do not diagnose or treat. This standard protects more than academic accuracy. It supports trustworthy relationships. It helps us distinguish what is established, what is promising, and what remains uncertain. Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, asks every research brief to make that distinction plain. Before you share a claim, pause and ask three questions. How strong is the evidence? Can someone find the source? What gaps still matter? Clear answers will not remove every uncertainty, but they will help us serve with humility, honesty, and care.